just playing Pasha to see.
Pasha's player.
Pasha being known as the holy site of Pasha's para is a kapara for the Chetega. The Chetega was with a cow, and the para duma is with a cow. Cow. What's the shaykes? What's the shaykes? You bring a carbon to bring a carbon. Didn't have air, bring a carbon. But the paraduma is a whole parsha. It's a whole parsha of tara. It's not really a carbon. I mean, they burn it, but it's not, they don't burn it on the thing. Yeah. They use it to be able to hire someone. What's the shachas? What's the shachas in Paradum and the Chetayim? So you said the Dover is a pasuk in... It's either Mishle or Kehelis. I don't remember which one. Elohim Atzeres Adam Yasher. Elohim made Adam Yasher. He made Adam straight. Behema and they bikshu cheshbaynes rabim. They sought out many calculations. Elohim Atzeres Adam Yasher. Behema bikshu cheshbaynes rabim. Because Bach made out of Mitzvah straight. What's good? It's on Hashem. What's bad? Now it's on Hashem. That's straight. Him and Bikshu Keshbainis Rabbi. He sought many Keshbainis. The Rambam explains it was safer. And he says, best is called Gugu. Murray Nevaichim. The
Nevaichim or Nevaichim?
Nevaichim. Nevaichim, Nevaichim. Nevaichim. Murray Nevaichim. But there's two different Marechuses. There's two different stratospheres. There's two different sets of antonyms. There's emes and sheker. Emes is the opposite of sheker. And there's tov and ra. Tov and ra, they're mutually exclusive of one another. And the Eitz HaDas is called the Eitz HaDas tov and ra. That means until he ate from the Eitz HaDas tov and ra, there was no concept of Tevara. By eating from the Eitz HaDas Tevara, that's when he introduced himself to the world of Tevara. What's the difference between Emes and Sheker and Tevara? Something is Sheker, it's 0% Emes. Something is Emes, it's 0% Sheker. That's Emes by definition. There's no such thing as a half lie. A half lie is a whole lie. No, they don't exist. These are absolutisms. Tov and Ra is not like that. Tov and Ra means it's better or it's worse. Emes and Sheker. Emes is shifted based on Shem Klei Mechaya. Emes is constantly being, your heart should return towards the Mikdash. These are all Emesisms, right? No one's going to disagree with me on that. And Sheker is anything that's not there. Tevara.
Even though
I'm still learning. They're both Sheker? Yeah, it's Sheker, but a little bit of Sheker is 100% Sheker.
Why can't it be a little bit of Emes is
100% Emes? It's not. Emes is paying the base of Mikdash. It's like, gets up in the morning, goes to the mikvah, starts the seeking, they bring the trumpet, they bring the carbon. No, I'm saying that means that the world is, we live in a world where you're not going to get perfection, nothing is Emes. Remember the Medrash we just learned? Yes, this is Derech Hashem, this is Derech Hashem. We learned the Medrash and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. the MS said that the world should not be created, and Chesed said the world should be created. So Hashem threw the. Did we ever finish that? We did it.
You threw the MS down.
And MS made a tzitzvah. But what did Emma say? Kulay sheker, which means the world is totally sheker. So what's our value system? Some shekers are worse than others. The Rambam says that's Tevin Ra. Tevin Ra is relativism. That means that something is defined as Tev because it's better than Ra. So what defines whether something is Tev? We compare it to Ra. And what's Ra? It's worse than Tev. But there's nothing absolute about it.
Moshe MS was for us to MS.
Yeah, but this world doesn't have Moshe's Torah. It's covered over. The Rambam says that's what happened when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Das. That before he ate from it, he had free choice. He had Bechira. But the Rishon's Rishon Hashem is MS, not Rishon Hashem is zero MS. When he ate from the Eitz Das,
he had Bechira.
Adam and Rishon definitely had Bechira. He was created, and he was created to use his Bechira. He was created to choose. Man was created to choose. Man was created to choose. And he chose to eat from the Eitz Das. What lied in that? What lied within that choice? He chose to directly disobey God's will. When someone chooses to directly disobey God's will, and he internalizes it, eating rebellion. It's more than just rebellion. You're internalizing it because you're actually taking the rebellion and feeding you. Giving you life. That means you're getting life from your rebellion against God. The eating is like the worst form of rebellion is machalas asuras. One of the worst things. It's one of the worst forms of rebellion is machalas asuras. It's very hard to do tshuva from that. Someone does an action, so he did an action, so he does tshuva. But if someone eats something that's awesome, so he's actually taking rebellion against Hashem, he's giving him life, he's living from rebellion against God. It's a very bad place to be. And that's what he did. And Rambam says that he changed the entire world. That there was no longer any embassy checker in the world. Some things are better than others, so that's why it's called Yedei Tevin Ra. But he became a Yedei of Tevin Ra. Which, it's not a good thing. The simplistic 6-year-old concept that he was naive and he didn't know the difference between good and evil, and the snake was able to fool him. And now he becomes a tree of wisdom, and now he knows the. No, he was. It didn't have to step down. It was Emes Sheker, and then it became Tavria. Why did he do it? Because we said before Adam Rishon had a Bechira. How could you have a Bechira if there's only Emes and Shaka? How could you have a Bechira? The answer is, there's only one Bechira that's possible. It's a Bechira that Hashem wants you to leave Emes and Shaka. That's the only Bechira that's possible. Within Emes and Shaka, there's no Bechira. Within Emes and Shaker, there's no Bechira. But there is one Bechira that's possible within Emes and Shaker. And Hashem wants you to leave Emes and Shaker. And that was his only Bechira that he had.
But why would you want to?
Because that makes things much more. Because to serve Hashem from Emes and Shaker does not take much effort. It doesn't take much Avaida. Hashem created the world for Avaida. And if you would eat from the Eitz Das and make the world into a place where you don't see Emes and Sheker, you only see relative values, so that makes things much more challenging, much more difficult, and it's a bigger Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So he basically was Maisha Nefesh, committed a spiritual suicide, in order to make the world a place where there's going to be more of Hashem's Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Lakim asad as Adam Yasha. Go back to the pasuk. God made man straight. Straight means Yasha. Yasha and Emes are synonymous because the definition of a straight line, you have one point at the beginning, One in the end, one in the middle, and the.
When I wanted to cut
that board and took this, you know, that little piece there, so I put one little pencil mark at one end, one at the other,
and
one
in the,
I measured 20 centimeters in the end, and then I took a thing and I went.
The definition of a line is straight.
Yeah, but it's only straight if it has a beginning and end in the middle.
Right,
it's on
points.
The same line, not 2 points.
Yeah.
Because then you could go, you could, you know.
Yeah,
you one point here,
no,
one point
line,
here.
A line isn't
you
fair.
No, if you're going like this, no, that's more points.
The middle is.
Not true. Right.
The middle is.
Let me show you. Let me stick. A line is 2 points. If it goes like this, that means it has points going like that.
Okay. But the definition of a straight line is that the beginning is a point, the end
no,
is a point.
No, 2 points is a line.
The middle connects.
The definition of a line
and
is
the middle
straight.
Connects the 2 points.
There's no middle of point.
In a straight line.
Yeah.
There's no middle
point. There's no middle point.
It's a middle block, whatever you call it.
There's no middle block.
It's a middle block.
Or 2 points make a straight line.
It's a middle presence. It's a middle entity. It's a middle block.
2 points make a straight line, Rabbi.
There's something in between. That's the middle.
There's nothing in between.
You just have 2 points. You don't have a line.
You're wrong. No, right, okay, right. Okay.
So that's where the word MS, the aleph is the beginning of the aleph, the word tough is the end of the aleph, and the word letter M is smack in the middle. Smack in the middle, because the letters that make the word MS show you that the only way to do it is you have a point of origin where you plan on going towards the truth, and you have a destination, and then you have a process, and you all have to work, you know, with each other and never. You know, you came from somewhere, you're going somewhere, and you're going from one to the next as straight as possible. So Emes and Yasha are... Yaakovina's Mida is... Emes. Titen Emes LeYaakov, we say in Davidin. Yaakovina's name is Yasha... Kael. So? Yasha, Yaakov's name was Yasha. Yasha and Emes are the same. And Yasha means coming from somewhere, going somewhere, and the process all straight. And the guy think that we're crooked, because since they're crooked, so when you're crooked, you think everyone else is crooked. You think you're straight. When you're drunk, you think everybody else is drunk, and you're sober. You're the only crazy, you're the only sane person. I am the only sane person in the room, and everybody else is crazy.
It's true.
So the guy in, they look at us that we're straight. They say you have a sugar, just a sugar. So they don't get it. So that's why they call us Yaakov, because Yaakov means crooked. But that's only because of the way the world is. The world is not straight. So the world is not straight, so we appear crooked. So they called Yaakov, but the true name of Klal Yisrael is Yisrael, which is Yasha. Adam shows this. Elokim asa esa Adam Yasha. God made Adam Yasha. Yasha means Emes and Sheker. Vehem and Bikshu Cheshbainis Rabim. He sought many Cheshbainis. This many Cheshbainis. He wants it to be more calculated. Cheshbainis means more calculations. He wants it to be more calculated. Was he right? Was he right or was he wrong? He was wrong. Did he have a Cheshbain? He had a Cheshbain. Was his Cheshbain nobly motivated? Totally Hashem Shemayim. But he was wrong. He was wrong for one reason. God said no. That's it. Nice guy. God said no. He thought that God put him in this world in order to make this mistake on purpose. God wants him to stumble because then coming back will be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, but God did not put him in this world. God put him in this world to resist that decision. Just the opposite. He made a mistake. But the Chet HaEgel, they said. People to Chet HaEgel, right before they did the Chet HaEgel, Chazal say that they came to the level of Adam HaRishon before the Chet, which means that after seeing the Nisim of Mitzrayim, after the slavery of Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Mitzrayim, being released from Mitzrayim, and spending 49 days preparing for Mount Tabor, talking directly with God, They had corrected the mistake of Adam HaRishon, and they were already at the Madrig of Adam HaRishon before the fact. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ani amati Elohim that time. I thought that you'd be like God. Cain, but you messed up. You worship the Adam to lose and you're gonna die. Because I'll dash out the apostle. But the time of my entire day came to Madrid that they would not die. Which meant that they reversed the chet of Adam Rishon, because he got the claw, they're gonna die. After he did the chet. So Klal Yisrael at the time of my entire was Adam Rishon. So why did they worship the golden calf? Same exact reason. The Mitzvahs, you would call them Kabbalistic in nature. Hashem opened up the heavens on Mount Torah. They saw the Maisim, the Kava. They saw the Shah, they saw the Nesha, they saw the Kruv, they saw the Reed.
Mer Ax Eagle.
Change from the Ax to Kruv later.
Okay, so they saw the Adam,
the
Nesha,
the Nesha,
the
Reed, and the Shah.
And the Shah. And the Shah. And the Ramban brought his intimate. Regal echad mitachamulin delay. They pulled one leg from God's throne. They pulled the leg of the Shah down. If you want me to reduce it to layman's language, they saw that Hashem wanted them to worship the Shah because he showed them an image of the Shah. And they understood how that would be Kiddushim Shemayim, and that would be worshiping Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they did it. But they were wrong, because if you know the calculations, they have calculations, they have Chesbonos, and the Chesbonos are very deep. But God said no. Same thing with him. Chesbonos. God said no.
So we're not supposed to make Chesbonos?
Paraduma is a mitzvah. The Medrash says that Hashem gave wisdom to Shlomo. He understood everything. Everything! When you say he understood everything, he understood everything. Everything. He understood the reason behind everything. He understood the reason behind all the mitzvahs. Nobody knows that. He knew. He understood Shabbos. He understood Shabbos. He knew that. He understood the messages that we get from the animals, the food, the green. He understood everything. There was nothing he didn't understand. It's nothing. One thing.
Paraduma.
It's Bataya. It's Batame simultaneously. With the Kayan that anyone that touches it, anyone that deals with it, is Tame. But the function of it is to be Mataya simultaneously. And that's the one thing Hashem withheld from me. His whole life. Almighty Echkama, I thought that I was wise, but he was fake and he meant it. It's too distant. That's the one thing he couldn't understand. Paraduma is a kapara for a very small dime because of calculations. Give you a mitzvah which you cannot possibly understand. Why? Because I want you to understand something. You can't understand. You think you do. You can't. You understand something. You don't understand everything. There's certain things that are beyond your comprehension. And even if you can't comprehend why you shouldn't eat day to die, and you can't comprehend why you shouldn't bow down to Egel Azov, but just don't. Why? Because you don't understand, just don't do it. That's why Paraduma is a kapara for the Chetah Egel. If we do the Paraduma, and we get the lesson of the Paraduma, we're going to get back to that level that we were before. And that's why the Paraduma is specifically a mitzvah to be retired some of the Tumas.
It says that.
Because the mitzvah Paraduma is retire the mitzvah.
Yeah, but it says by the times of Mashiach, we're going to become Tahara, right? And we're going to need to get a Paraduma to do that. But once we hit the Paraduma, it says that people are going to continue dying just like the way things are before. According to this, they should have lived.
People will die, they'll just live longer.
Yeah, but if we're going
to. It's a problem.
Oh, that was surprising.
Did you throw that?
I forgot to do that.
What can you do there?
This is fine, it's good. Throw it.
Tell me you have it. Embarrassing. Does it answer your question? And you can go on and on and on with the...
They should be able to live forever then.
We will eventually.
No, I thought we...
Years.
Yeah, it's not forever though.
No, it'll take 1,000 years till we get to the point that we can live there.
Oh.
Go on and on and... I'll never have a gift to you to say about it. I mean, this is part of... We just learned this. Why should Rabbeinu begs God not to kill the Jewish people? God's going to kill... God said, this is such a terrible threat, I'm going to wipe out the whole... God's going to wipe out the entire Jewish people. Why should tell the Aaron, he said, Tessa Chatar Gedela, this chat is like such big... He tells the Jewish people, the big head, he goes to God, he says, God! Ana, Chatar Amazad, this nation, they did a chet. Huge chet, God! Huge chet! So they never have a gift, eh?
Yeah.
The Rebbe of a gift there. Said, you know, when you're asking someone to save them, the Jewish people, they were going to die. There was a decree on them, they were all going to die. They're going to die. So tone it down a little bit. God, please spare them. They did a huge hit! You hear the cash? Huge hit! A big hit! Oh, there's no redemption for this guy.
Oh, chalera.
God is not human. And my Rebbe said that there's another way of understanding the word huge. He told God that this is a fact that only the Bnei Yisrael could have done because of the huge Madrega. It's a chata gedela. This is a huge chet. Because a chet like this could only be done by someone. We would never be able to do such a chet. We wouldn't bow down to a golden calf. You would never bow down to a golden calf. You would not. Because you wouldn't see why. It says the Torah not to do Avodah Zarah. Why should I do that? Am I crazy? You would never do it.
So what did they see?
They saw the Vaisa Makamra. I don't know what that is. They saw that the key to the Bria is to bow down to the show. And they were right. Zal said that the Kayah Hashar. The shor is the only animal that on the one hand it's a domestic animal, on the other hand, there's a species of shor that will not accept any mastery over it. You have like other but animals in the
buffalo,
field,
yeah.
Right? A buffalo or a bull,
the
and then you have a cow. A cow is so much of a cow. He said that means that it lives among men. It throws them off. It's the only animal like that. It's midas hadin. It's a mid of not, you know, harsh, unforgiving, no mastery.
I went to a rodeo show once.
It's not Emerson Shekhar.
So cool.
It is Emerson Shekhar. But it's a fourth card. Yeah.
No, it's the one.
Midas hadin is very related to Emerson Shekhar. Midas Adin is very, very related to Amish Shaka. It's a very harsh world.
What was that?
Midas Adin, Hashem wants to. Oh, this is a very tefer shmooze, so we're going to have to stop here. You got it? Did you answer your question? Did you answer your question? Did you have another? Is that Nita?
Yeah, but I have a question.
Is that Nita?
Yeah, but I have a question.
Is it
Freyla? Yes. I have a question on that.
You want the stick? Yes, sir. Did you delete your Facebook account? Did you put it on hold? Did you delete it? Or? This sort of thing.
I tried to delete it. Simon's like helping me. But
yeah,
said you can still get back on.
Oh, so until when? Forever?
No.
I noticed. I lost the phone. You have to.